It was a standing room only crowd in council chambers Monday, and many of the people addressing the city council were current or former city employees or their family members, as well as other local office holders, including two past mayors. Former school board member Liz Bacom asked questions of the council.
Are you ready to virtually put all progressive thinking on hold because of not having a city manager? Are you ready to risk litigation because of not following the letter of the law? Are you ready to face the citizens of this community and tell them you can't afford to fund an essential service because you have to spend thousands of dollars to recruit for a new city manager?
Monday's scene was similar to a February council meeting that saw four members of the council seeking to fire Undercoffler after 1 year on the job. The councilors cited disrespect and opposition to their ideas at that time, but eventually relented in the face of public support for the manager. On Monday, Carly Beyer, who is also a KFSK board member, said the council has not heard the public's message.
Here we are again, just 4 short months since the last time. In those 4 months, we've had the best harbor master in the state retire abruptly, and it looks like we're about to lose our city manager and our Parks and Rec director of 10 years. It's a good thing our city council is so fiscally minded and busily saving the city through various budget cuts, because you're about to cost us hundreds of thousands of dollars in contract payouts. The recruitment and rehiring process, relocation and training replacements. Is this what you meant when you said we needed to tighten our belts? I'm pretty sure that as a taxpayer, you'll be spending my money on these things, and I say it's not okay.
And high school government teacher Jim Engel vented frustration with the city council.
This council has allowed itself to nearly spin out of control, focusing more on personality conflicts instead of real debates about the issues facing our community. It reminds me to some extent of the story of ancient Rome. As the story goes, one leader fiddled while Rome burned to the ground. This council has practiced the politics of personal destruction and has wasted precious time, energy, and dare I say taxpayers' money on petty partisan issues, while other issues vital to the community are consistently put on the back burner.
Another local resident, Beulah Lurer, said she was appalled that the council was considering the termination of the manager's contract.
Please do not terminate our city manager without a very valid error on his part that is causing a substantial financial risk to the city of Petersburg. It would be a great disservice to the wealth of our city and put a hardship on the employees in order to save the personal feelings of councilors.
Cammie Peterson said the council was not setting a good example for the rest of town and not encouraging people to seek city jobs.
Your peers voted for you to get in here, and now they're all here looking at you, telling you that they don't agree with you. What does that say about you? It's pretty sad, and I have to say that I'm ashamed, and I don't want to live here as long as this continues. And I would tell my peers don't come back and intend to get a good job because you'll be shoved out eventually.
And city employee Kari Peterson said the council was not treating its workers well.
It just appalls me, the treatment of city employees and how disposable people seem to be to this council. This isn't a joke. These are people's lives. It's their employment. And you're messing with their families. And it's not okay. It's despicable.
Former Public Works Director Eli Lucas also said heads of city departments were thinking of leaving because of the city council.
I think it's awful sad that department heads are looking to jump ship because of leadership. It's not because of rich, it's because of the turmoil the council represents. These people depend on you for stabilization, and you're not giving it.
Local resident Sarah Sheeney said she wanted to know the council's reasoning for letting Undercoffler go.
As a listener, as I'm sitting at home, I would like that specified. I want to know why. And the arguing and this, stop it. If you want, go to Head Start and learn Let's Be Friends. Okay? It upsets me so much sometimes. My heart rate goes up listening to you.
Former mayor and city manager Don Koenigs urged the council to try and work out its differences with the manager. And another former mayor, Tom Gustafson, said the council's job was an easy one, and he said the current council should grow up.
Guys, you just got to get with it. Put everything aside, move on, and let's just forget this and grow up a little bit. Follow your mayor and your city manager, and we'll do just fine.
Meanwhile, former city councilor Dan Hickman said the entire council should step down.
If it were up to me, I'd ask for the resignation of all of you. By Friday, and let Petersburg get on with its life. It'll be even cheaper. By the time we get done paying all the legal fees and all the junk that we're going to go through here in the next whatever, it'll be cheaper to have a special election or appoint or whatever, a new council, and get on with life.
One person, Harold Medallin Jr., put some of the blame on the manager.
Bottom line is, he doesn't have to please me as a member of the public or members of his club, whatever clubs he belongs to, or city employees. His job is to please the council and work with them. And you guys probably are privy to more information about how he's doing his job than I am, so I'm not going to come here and say drive a stake in his heart, but if he can't work with you, it's not a matter of you guys having to work with him. It's a matter of him having to work with you.
For their part, council members were silent on their reasons for wanting to end Underkoffler's employment. They went into a closed-door executive session with their attorney. Underkoffler did not take part in the executive session and did not exercise his right to have that council discussion in public. Following the closed session, Councillor Sarah Stoner made the motion to direct the city attorney to negotiate a settlement agreement with Underkoffler's attorney, according to a proposal made by Underkoffler's attorney. That motion was seconded by Bob Nilsson, and it passed on a 4-2 vote. With yes votes by Stoner, Nilsson, Melinda Hofstede, and Lee Corio, Councillor Ed Sarf and Mayor Al Dwyer voted no, and Councillor Mark Jensen was not at the meeting. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.